Today, President Trump answered reporters' questions before boarding Air Force One to travel to storm-ravaged Florida and Georgia. Asked about the disappearance of Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi, Trump said he spoke with the King of Saudi Arabia.
The King firmly denied any knowledge of it. He didn't really know. Maybe, I don't want to get into his mind, but it sounded to me like maybe these could have been rogue killers. Who knows?
President Trump also said he's sending Secretary of State Mike Pompeo to Saudi Arabia. Let's kick off the week ahead in politics with NPR lead political editor Domenico Montanaro. Hi, Domenico.
Good morning, or good afternoon. How are you?
Sorry. We'll start with the missing Saudi journalist. The president picking up on a theory that your colleague, NPR's Jackie Northam, told us is popular in Saudi Arabia. This was rogue killers. But in a consulate, you know, even Republican lawmakers want punishment that the president seems unwilling to carry out in blocking an arms deal. What's your sense of what's going to happen here?
Well, it's certainly complicated geopolitically for this president. He seems to have revealed himself pretty plainly as somebody who wants to talk about, you know, specific transactions. You know, he's a very transactional person. This is the way he was with his real estate deals. And the thing that kept coming up for President Trump was the fact last night on 60 Minutes that he said, look, we get billions of dollars in you know, these weapon sales, and he doesn't want to hurt jobs when it comes to Raytheon or any of the other arms makers.
Well, and as others have said, these aren't really commitments for sales. They're more like promissory notes. You know, they may not happen anyway. But and some of them also did happen under the Obama administration. But you mentioned the 60 Minutes interview. He was also asked about that dire report from the intergovernmental agencies claiming that climate change is real and time is running out to do something about it. The president said he's not denying that climate change exists, but that it could change back. And that people say that storms, as we just saw with Hurricane Michael, were worse years ago. Let's listen to his conversation with Leslie Stahl.
They say that we had hurricanes that were far worse than what we just had with Michael.
Who says that? They say.
You mean well, people say, on the people phone? Say that in the
yeah, but what about the scientists who say it's worse than ever?
You'd have to show me the scientists because they have a very big political agenda.
Domenico?
Well, climate change is real. That's a thing that we've had to say
over and
over again.
I'm not asking you to defend it, right?
but this is a president who, again, is very transactional. He's not somebody who's very interested in the long view or the science. He's interested in making sure that the economy stays where it is so that it benefits him politically. And I think, again, that's what we continue to see and continue to talk about. He's not somebody with a vision for the globe as much as he is somebody who's trying to win the next battle and move on. And it's something that he talked about even with the Brett Kavanaugh fight that they won. And that's why he went and talked about Christine Blasey Ford the way he did, because it was about winning. And now he's moved on from that.
Going through our smorgasbord here, the New York Times reporting that the president's son-in-law, Jared Kushner, dodged income tax for years. He, of course, has a crucial advisory role in the White House. And that comes after the Times also reported on how the Trump family used schemes to avoid taxes for decades. Democratic lawmakers have amplified their calls for the president to release his tax returns. Any sense that might happen?
You know, it's possible if Democrats take control of the House that they could try to force the president to do that through the IRS or through the Treasury, and the IRS is within the Treasury. There are some machinations for Democrats to be able to at least try to wage that fight. Whether or not the Treasury actually goes along with it would be a different thing. Politically, though, whether this will make any difference, I'm highly skeptical because, you know, the president has a long history of, you know, avoiding income tax through various legal loopholes. And when he was asked on the campaign trail about that, he said, what does that make me? It makes me smart.
Yeah. Look, we want to get to Elizabeth Warren releasing the DNA test that provides strong evidence she has Native American ancestry dating back 6 to 10 generations. Of course, President Trump has mocked that claim. Our listeners are pointing out that Trump's own family immigrated from Germany. And after World War II, all of them, including Donald Trump, claimed they were Swedes in order to sell homes to Jewish people. It's pretty well documented. So perhaps hypocrisy on the part of the president. But is Warren doing this because of 2020?
Absolutely. I mean, I think there's no question about that. I think that this is a typical strategy, follows a pattern when you want you have your most vulnerable thing that you need to get out there and addressed. She's doing it 3 weeks before an entirely different election when a whole lot of people are going to be the day that the election results are known talking about 2020. I think there's no clearer sign that she's running than what she did today.
NPR political editor Domenico Montanaro, thank you.
You're welcome.